Hello and thank you for downloading Generation E, another series brought to you by the Crossing Continents team, which we hope you'll also enjoy. Today, in the final part of our series on young Europeans and the economic crisis, Lucy Ash travels to the Silesian town of Katowice to explore Poland's underground economy.
Number, your number?
Is that my number, 8074?
And you are going down.
So we're standing in a cage and it's suddenly got very dark. I'm really quite glad I got my lamp. Oh, we started to go down.
Six meters a second.
It seems like we're going faster and faster.
We're in the Wujek mine near the city of Katowice in southern Poland's Upper Silesian region. Coal may be the dirtiest of fossil fuels, but it's powering Poland. This is the country described by its prime minister as a green island amid the Red Sea of European recession. And coal has helped to keep the economy in the black. There are still nearly 130,000 coal miners in Poland, more than in the rest of the EU combined. The job is tough, dirty, and sometimes dangerous, but it's attracting a growing number of young people, and I've come to find out why.
Mining will be attraction now, but in...
My guide is Waldemar Kuszmierczyk, a ruddy-faced supervisor, and 680 metres below ground. He's taking me to meet some of his new recruits.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Cześć. I'm Lucy.
Mariusz.
Nice to meet you. This is Anna, my colleague.
Szczęść Boże, or God bless, seems an oddly quaint way to greet your workmates, but it's commonplace down here underground, along with a bit of less saintly swearing. Mariusz Bogacki, a brown-eyed man in his early 30s, climbs down from a ladder where he's fixing part of the transport network, which brings the coal to the surface. My Polish colleague Anna translates for me.
What's it like working down here, Marius?
Spodziewałem się wszystkiego w ogóle inaczej, że to będzie wyglądało.
He's very pleased. He was expecting something else, but it turned out to be okay.
What had you heard about the mine before you came here?
Że to jest ciężka praca.
He heard that it's a very hard job, and that's actually the case. But despite that, he likes it.
So what are the good things about it?
Przede wszystkim wypłaty są...
The salary is quite good. Previously he worked in building sector and he never knew when he would get money. Whereas here he gets paid every single month and that's quite important for him because he's got two young kids.
Mariusz used to work for his father-in-law before setting up his own building company. Although Poland was the only EU economy to avoid contraction in the dark days of 2009, many cautious families put their home improvement plans on hold. Jobs were cancelled, but Mariusz still had to continue paying taxes for his four employees. Debts mounted up, and before long he was forced to find another way to earn his living. Now he's trying to make the best of his new situation.
Koledzy mnie tutaj do brygady przyjęli.
And also he likes the team here. They're quite friendly. So he's enjoying himself.
A little further down the tunnel, I meet another young guy in a white helmet, which means that he belongs to the management. 25-year-old Marcin Waszak, who's responsible for safety, joined the workforce here recently after college. He says new miners come from very different backgrounds.
I met lots of people who decide to work here. I know a barber...
Someone who cut your hair?
Yes, and he works here, so much people decide to work here because of family situation.
Because they need the money?
Yes, yes.
Mariusz's take-home pay is just 1,600 zloty, or £300 a month, but it's a reliable income, unlike the building trade. Marcin, who has a mining degree, earns £700 after tax and considers himself lucky.
Can you save money, like if you want to build your own house, when you start a family of your own?
Maybe for house it's not enough, but to start some life with my wife and be independent, I think it's enough.
Are you married already?
Almost.
Many young Poles crave certainty in their lives, and the mines retain some remnants of the old communist-era system, such as guaranteed jobs and free milk at the end of shifts. Waldemar is proud of Katowice's rejuvenated mine. He and Marcin take us to the coalface.
I'm quite glad I've got wellies on.
After a muddy walk, we reach the end of a tunnel where it's very hot and some miners have stripped down to their wellies and their underwear.
A naked miner from Playboy.
Miner from Playboy, yeah. Well, yeah, he's certainly not got a lot on, has he?
It's a drill machine.
This is the drill?
Yeah.
Wow, it's huge.
You see, like, this machine works.
Looks a bit like a punk rocker's collar with lots of spikes on it. And it's just eating into the rock. Huge chunks of coal are coming falling down. How many spikes are there on the head of the machine?
96.
96 spikes. The coal is glistening and the sweat on the miners' bodies is glistening. Oh, and here's a big lump of coal. Black gold, yeah. Is this very high quality coal? Yeah,
very good energetical quality.
There's a whole lot of miners standing here. I think they're at the end of their shift. They're waiting to go back up to the surface. But we just saw a miner carried into the lift in a stretcher, and he was groaning, and he looked kind of quite badly hurt.
The injured man looks ashen-faced, yet nobody seems too worried as we get into the lift. Apparently, it's just a minor leg wound.
How many times does it happen that there's an accident like today?
Maybe 2-3 accidents like this a month.
Waldemar tells me on average there are 30 mining deaths a year in Poland, but he's quick to say this job is far riskier in China. Yet by Western European safety standards, Poland lags behind, according to an industry expert based in Brussels.
It's quite nice to see the blue sky again, isn't it?
There's another sobering sight as we emerge into the sunlight. In between two candy-striped smokestacks, there's a towering concrete cross. It commemorates an incident back in the days of martial law when tanks were brought in to crush a strike and 9 miners were shot dead. That's all ancient history to many of the young miners employed here now. It's payday and dozens of men, hair still damp from the shower, are collecting their wage slips. I find Marcin sitting under a chestnut tree in a philosophical mood. He tells me he once dreamed of another life as a mountain guide.
When you are in high school, you want to be the king of the world. But after some time, you have to think about your future. You have to analyze your skills, your abilities, and you have to choose what you want to do.
Underground, Marcin feels stimulated and secure. Life in the private sector is altogether more risky. We're off to meet two guys who didn't want to work for the state and so set up their own businesses.
The bass with the drums. The left guitar.
Tomasz, by the way, that's not his real name, is showing me his mixing desk in a small bungalow on the outskirts of Katowice. An EU grant designed to help young entrepreneurs enabled him to kit out his studio. In Poland, new businesses get a period of grace when they can pay reduced rates for health insurance and pensions. But after that, they have to pay a set amount regardless of income. Tomasz was soon crippled by these monthly payments.
For 2 years, it was really good because I have the money. Not much, but enough. And after 2 years, when I have to pay the full price of the taxes and you got only 1 or 2 bands per month, you get nothing, because all the money goes to the government.
Do you think that the European Union is trying to do one thing by encouraging you with this grant, but the Polish government is working in the opposite direction?
I think so, because the taxes are too high. The government are too greedy. There are many examples that the Polish government wants to rip you off. For example, the price of the petrol, the road taxes, even the taxes for running a business. I don't know, we're living in a country when the average worker earns £250 and you're paying for the gasoline like Western Europe. This is a problem.
In this tough climate, Tomasz's older brother Piotr also launched his own company. He began selling software, but when he faced both competition from China and across-the-board taxes, his business was no longer viable.
He was starting to look for a job. We both have degrees in computer science. When you got the university degree, it should be easy to find a job, but not in Poland. And he looked for a job for 1 year, and he didn't find any job, so he went abroad to UK, and he started working in factory, very low down, but he earns more money than the qualified worker in Poland with the degree. But he returned because he was really homesick. It's quite difficult when you are all alone and all your friends are in Poland, and now he's working in the coal mine.
Right on cue, Tomasz's older brother Piotr drops in. I ask him about his work as an engineer in the mine.
I wish I'd started at the coal mine earlier, because the money is good, and once you get a job there, you don't have to look for anything else. I have seen big private companies run out of money and shut down. But the mines are still doing well. The demand for coal is still there, and nothing suggests that they will have to close any time soon.
When you decided to go and work in the mine, was that an easy decision to make?
Actually, there was a time when I was thinking about applying after university, but people were telling me that it's too dangerous, that bad things happen to people down there. Finally, I stopped listening to them. I worried when people were saying that coal isn't sustainable and that mines would shut down. But now we have some sort of renaissance, and once again the demand for coal is high.
But it's interesting you say there's a renaissance in coal mining. You really feel that, yeah?
I'm too young to remember the boom years, but I know that a few years ago the mines were closing and laying people off. Now, though, I see new faces. The mines need a lot of new people.
A lot has changed since Poland joined the EU 8 years ago. Cranes dot the skylines of major cities, joined by sleek new motorways. University students go on exchange programmes all over Europe. Children are taught foreign languages in primary schools. But how successfully is this country nurturing the next generation of entrepreneurs? Tomasz has written a song in which he complains that young Poles are undervalued, jingled about like loose change in politicians' pockets. Rather than making it easier for young people to start businesses, the government's policy has driven these two brothers underground, Piotr into the coal mine and Tomasz into the black economy. That's something to bear in mind, despite all the headlines about Poland, Europe's big success story.
I'm currently running an illegal business, so the money goes under the table and I don't pay the taxes for it.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't know how long I can do this, because some people doing the same thing get caught by the tax inspectors and they have to pay the fine.
And how much is the fine?
When you are doing the illegal business for maybe 2 months, it's not that much. But if you're making for a year, it's quite a lot of money. It makes me angry, because I wanted to be on my own. I wanted to start my own business. I wanted to be successful. I wanted to record the bands. I don't need to make a lot of money. I just want to make for the taxes. I want to just make the money for myself. But in this situation, I can do nothing.
Generation E was presented by Lucy Ash and produced by Anna Meisel. We hope you enjoyed this series. To find out more about other Radio 4 downloads, please visit the Radio 4 website.